Hello.
Yeah, hi, good evening. My name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yeah.
Thank you. And are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, in your own words? What do you think is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
I wouldn't have any idea.
Not sure? In your own words, what do you think is the biggest issue, you know, so many things?
Yeah, there's so many things. I guess I wouldn't have a clue on.
Okay. I mean, you're not sure about any other things that is facing the state of Minnesota today? Biggest issue that is facing?
Yeah, I would say maybe we can, I don't know, we're doing good on our roads, we're doing good with our education, we got marijuana legalized, I'm not really having too many complaints right now.
Okay.
Obviously, less taxes.
Okay, well, we can put not sure. That's the only one that will fit there. And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue, in your own words? Global.
Global iron venom? Well, obviously, it'd be global warming.
Okay, thank you. And what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota? Yes, the state, your state.
I don't know. I guess we could always use more road construction.
More what?
More roads, better roads, I guess.
No, environmental issue, you know, like maybe air, water, climate, environmental issue facing Minnesota right
okay.
now. What would you
well,
think
yeah.
it is?
I would say the biggest issue would probably be the wildfires in Canada.
Okay. And using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? I'm going to read you the list. There's four of them, five of them. Medical manufacturing, excellent, good, just, fair, or poor? How would you rate them?
I wouldn't have any idea. Fair, I guess. I have no idea.
Okay, if you don't know, you can say that too. You know, whatever. It's just an opinion poll. It's not right or wrong answer. It's just how you feel. If you don't know, that's fine too. Agriculture and farming, excellent and good, just fair or poor?
What was that?
Agriculture and farming. How would you rate that?
Fair? Good, yeah.
Oh, good,
yeah.
Okay. Refining, excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Good.
Thank you. How about electric utilities? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Just normal, just not
okay, thank
terrible.
You. How about mining? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Well, I think we always need to do more mining.
How would you rate them now? Excellent, good. Just
I would say, good. I would say, maybe we need to do a lot more mining, a lot more. So I'm gonna say poor.
Okay, thank you. How about forest products from the forest?
Forest. Okay.
How would you rate that? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say good.
Thank you. Okay, moving right along. How would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? I'm going to read you the list. Environmental groups, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. How about forest and timber industries? Excellent, good, fair, or poor? Fair?
Yeah, excellent.
Excellent. Thank you. How about U.S. Forest Service? Excellent. Good.
U.S. We need to work on the whole U.S. Forest.
U.S. Forest Service, yeah. We're talking about United States Forest Service. Would you rate them excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I would say poor.
Thank you. How about
compared to Minnesota.
Okay. Thank you. How about the county land departments?
I would say I don't know much about that.
Okay, no problem. Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. How would you rate them?
Fair.
Fair, thank you. Okay, thank you. And how important do you feel the forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say that it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important?
I would say it's very important.
Thank you.
To the point of we need to leave the forest alone, not touch it. I mean, not to not touch it. We need to keep it clean, but we need to not cut more trees down.
Okay. And how significant a role do you think the forest products industry would play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, not at all significant?
I'd say somewhat.
Thank you. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvest, same as harvest, fewer than harvest?
Probably fewer than harvest, and that's why we need to use more hemp wood.
Thank you. Do you think that there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s? More, fewer, or the same?
I'd say probably fewer.
Thank you. Do you think that there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Thank you. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
I would say they have a negative impact.
Thank you. And do you feel that it's possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not? Yes or no?
No. No. We can find that our own way.
Thank you. Do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
What's that?
Do you donate money to environmental causes?
No. No, I mean, I give the, like,
okay.
Feeding Hungary and, like, other websites like that, I guess that, I don't know.
Okay, thank you. The Minnesota Forest Industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economy activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
I'd say significant.
Okay, thank you.
I got another call, so I got to get going. I wish I could finish this, but I got this person keeps calling me, and I need to answer it. So
can I call you back so we can finish it? Would that be okay?
Sure.
We almost
done. That'd be okay.
Okay. How long? Like a half hour?
Yeah. You can, okay? Yeah. Call me. Yep. That'll be fine.
Thank you.
Yeah. Appreciate I have to make take.
No problem.
Call, so.
No problem. I'll call you back. Thanks a lot.
All right. Yep. Bye.
Bye. Okay, let's see.